Blog Talk Radio.
Music. Do you guys love that music or what? He's just amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Very cool.
Hi, Tana.
Hi, how are you? Love you.
Good. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church. Tana, thank you for the morning show. It was wonderful. Dustin, I'm so glad you're a backup. Dustin is, I finally had a talk, you know, like Dustin. You guys, he just has a really big family, and he doesn't have his own computer, and so it's hard for him to run the show, and God just has him ministering a lot right now to his family and to random people. So he's like, tell everybody RCC, I love them, I'm still a part of everything, I'll be calling in, but he's like, he really feels like we're at the last, you know, week here of being on earth, and God has them talking to a lot of people right now. So thank you, Tana, for everybody, like, having a morning show, you know, that's awesome.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks to all the brides
and,
who called in.
Yeah, and you know, I'm going to make this evening show an hour because it is a holiday. We are going to be going to my other sister's house, and then, I don't know, even maybe tomorrow it might, I don't know, let's just play it by ear, but it's Easter, and I don't know if I'm going to be at my other sister, I don't know, we'll just play it by ear, I'll make a video or whatever, but yeah, so welcome. Hi, Keith, how are you?
Hey, good. I'm doing good.
Hi, Keith, love you.
Hey, Tana, I love you too. I heard your morning show was excellent, Tana. Keith, that's good work. I heard it was really, really good. I love to hear story. I love to hear when they say it's great, and it's really encouraging. I know a lot of people want to listen to you on that show as well, so keep it up.
Oh, thanks. It's all about the brides. I'm just pushing buttons.
Is your car situation better? Are you still learning how to fly and steer around to get work? Or?
Yeah, you know, I'm still flying. No, I have my car back. It's fine.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but, you know, flying's fun, and I've always wanted to fly, so. I can't wait till heaven. I'll be flying all over the place.
I know there was an 8.3 earthquake today in Papua New Guinea. I mean, this is unheard of. There was normally every 145 days it was a 7.0. Now we've had in the last 5 days a 7.0 or higher, closer to an 8.0 every single day. God's shaking the earth. The rapture's about to happen. This is truly like a monumental sign every day. It's like, oh, my gosh, whoa, it's crazy.
Thank you, Keith. I'm so glad you reported that because I'm sitting here looking at this going, how do people not see this? I mean, how can anyone think we're not leaving? I mean, this is just...
It shows that the earth, God's rattling the earth. The rapture is going to happen. He starts,
yeah.
And this is the birth pains happening in a big-time way. And then a woman today,
yeah.
I helped her on the phone open up her gifts, and she's so sweet. And she was like, I just feel alienated. And I'm like, no, you're not. And then she was saying, well, I'm getting a picture of a baby about ready to be born. I said, that's tribulation, honey. And then all the shaking, it just confirms it. I'm like, whoa, these are huge signs. It's huge.
Yeah. And there was also one in a 5.8 in Chile today. And then there was
several.
6.9 in Papua New Guinea. And then another one in 4.3 in California. And
I mean, these are leaning towards 8.0s, though. Okay, 8.0s is abnormal.
Yeah.
It's not normal by any means. It's not normal at all. And the fact that one happened in Mexico means L.A. is next. So I'm waiting. I'm like, Lord, let's bring the rapture quick. I'm in L.A. here. We're waiting. I'm waiting. I'm ready to go home.
Amen. Let me just welcome a few more people here. Hi, Leah, and hi, Pat, and hi, Joe.
Hi, honey.
Hey,
hello.
Hi, guys.
Leah.
Hi, Joe.
Hi, everybody.
You guys,
hi.
Yesterday
Joe.
I went on a walk in the mountains, and I told you I've about four times since we've been waiting on the Lord, there's been four times where I go and I like scream and yell at him really loud. Like it's cool. Me and God are good. I went in the woods yesterday and I went on a hike, and like we got this pass and to go to all these different reserves in our area. We just paid like a monthly fee for it so I can go to all these crazy places and explore. And so my sister and I have been going on hikes. Well, I went alone yesterday because I was just feeling like, God, you need to tell me something more. Like, I just, you know, I did one of my like, you know, little yelling rants and then all this, and his spirit just came. I was just out in the woods, and I lost track of where I was. So thank God for my brother Joe here on the phone. I was like in another world, you know, and Joe, did I get lost? I really did. I got lost in the woods.
Oh, yeah, you were way lost. It was,
oh, my gosh.
It's an adventure for both of us, even being on the phone with you. It's like, wow.
Dude, I go, Joe, I don't know where I'm at right now. Like, I don't even know how to get back to my car. I'm like, really, I'm lost.
God.
But, you know, it was really cool because I just want to encourage you guys, you know, we are waiting, okay? And a lot of us have been waiting. I've only been waiting since November, but I know this is it. I mean, God wouldn't have me quit my job and do all these things that I'm doing and fall on my son and make him a prophet to announce his coming and all this stuff, okay? But what I'm saying is this. In the waiting, you have to have fresh word from God every day or you're going to get discouraged.
Yeah.
And see, God does speak to me and my son every day, but yesterday I needed to, like, have a yelling.
Yeah.
I needed him to, like lift me up off the ground kind of experience.
Right.
And so I went to the woods and I was screaming and yelling and crying at him and doing what I do. And then Joe got on the phone. I was so blessed to be talking to Joe, and Joe was experiencing similar thing that I was going through, and God just fell. Huh, Joe? Didn't it just like lift off of you?
He did, like at the same time, because you had said, like, I'm starting to feel better right when I was saying it. It was, and then it was more than just feeling better. It was great. Like,
wow.
Yeah.
Still on the high from last night, for sure.
Yeah.
You screamed so loud,
so
you scared all the aliens away. You didn't get abducted.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny is, like, I'm usually afraid of being in the woods because where we're at, there's a bunch of mountain lions. People get attacked all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out at dusk, okay, all alone. And I didn't even care. I told Joe, like, before, you know, God made it all better, I'm like, I don't care if I get, like, mauled by a mountain lion or, like, killed by some mountain, backward mountain dude. I'm just like, I'm so dumb. But then I got lost. And then I'm like, I don't know where I'm at. I really don't. And, but what I'm saying, you guys, is that I'm reminded of Little John's vision, and I said it yesterday, but I just want to say it again. He saw a vision in the very first month when God's, you know, spirit, when God was just doing incredible visions, taking him to heaven and doing all these crazy things. I really wish I could get a hold of the old channel because I just, it was so amazing, but God had us erase it. But anyway, he had this vision, and Kevin was still here when he had this vision, and it was amazing. He said, Mom, I just saw us all running toward the finish line, you know, toward God coming. And everybody was running, and then everybody was slowing down, but they weren't, like, falling, but they fell over the finish line. So we're running, and then now we're slowing down, you guys, because we're all getting kind of weary, but then we literally fall over the finish line, and that's where we're at. We're not falling, okay? We're still up on our feet, but we're all exhausted, you know? And so we are falling over the finish line. Hallelujah. That encourages me. Does that make you feel better, anybody, or is it just me?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I have some videos on here, and one of them is called Falling Away. I just looked at it now. I've got a whole set of them, you know, to
nice.
Check out.
And
oh, the one called Falling Away.
Wow.
And the one, Word from Jesus, Groom to My Beautiful Bride. And then Stan Heating has one out. World is a Sinking Ship, Rapture into Lifeboats.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh, you guys, you know what? I'm, like, really excited because there's a new caller on the line, and he emailed me and said he was going to call. So I want to welcome Andre, 450. Hi, Andre.
Hello.
Hi, Andre.
Hi, Andre.
How are you? Well,
we're
yeah.
I'm so glad you called. Andre emailed me with a dream. And is this your first time calling, Andre?
Well, that's the third time, but the first two times was, a couple of months ago.
Cool. Oh, okay. I don't think I got to talk to you though, huh?
Well, that was about date sitting. That was before the Super Bowl. I had a couple of
wow.
Well, anyway, didn't work out, but
I got something.
I had something encouraging today to see say. Before you share,
Did I say your name right? It's Andre.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay, perfect. And let me just welcome everyone to the chat room because there's 22 people in chat, and I just want to welcome Stacy and Carol and Gemma, and there's a bunch of guests. And if you could please make a name, that'd be awesome. And I won't kick you out, Keith. Which guest are you, Keithy?
I'll log in a second. Yeah.
Okay, no worries. You know what? I won't go kick Happy, but if you're a guest, I would just ask you to please go ahead and make a name so we can just get to know you. It's just nice, you know. But if you stay random, I won't kick you tonight. It's Easter, you know, what the heck. Okay, for 2 days I won't kick you. We probably won't be here anyway tomorrow. But I just want to welcome John Doe. And, of course, Joe is bilocating. You get a sticker, Joe. And he's in both places at once, the chat room and on the phone. Kenneth, glad you're here. Kenneth, take some in hot water, put a tablespoon of cayenne pepper powder, and a lemon, and you'll knock that cold right out, okay? And then take some NyQuil if you want to party. Okay, Alana, I love you. I'm glad you're here, Alana. And Bill Oley, glad to see you. And Raina and Roman and Leah. Ooh, Leah gets a sticker. She's bilocating. And Tana gets a sticker. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm weird. Okay. So, okay, Andre, well, we're so excited that we have you sharing with us. So tell us.
Yes, well, yesterday before I went to sleep, I prayed and I asked God for something, some dream or vision. I pleaded really hard to get that because, as I told you, there's something happening with my daughter. My ex wife is bugging me for years to bring my daughter to the United States. I'm in Canada near Montreal. And I always refused because I knew what was coming in the States, and I wasn't feeling right about letting my daughter going there. But this year she came back with that request again, and I told her that I would sign for it this year, because I told her I was sure she wouldn't go because the rapture would happen before. And so initially they were supposed to go this weekend for the Easter weekend, and I was sure the rapture was coming before, so I was, cocky about it and said, okay, I'm going to sign your paper and everything. But I was getting nervous because as the weekend was approaching and we were still here, I was getting anxious about it. And something happened there. She realized her passport was overdue. It was expired. So she had to reapply for a passport, and so she had to postpone her trip until the first weekend of May. Now, it gave me a little window of opportunity, so that's why I prayed yesterday, and I listened to the show with Rhody and everything, and I'm so looking forward for the rapture to happen in April. So I was praying to get a sign in a dream or vision this night or something. And I woke up this morning. I was a little disappointed because I got nothing. But my daughter was here. And as soon as she woke up, she said, Daddy, she said, I dreamed that you were getting married the weekend I'm going to New York. So I said, wow, that's great. And she said, yeah, and you told me it was my new home there, and you needed me and everything. So I was really happy about it because, it made me think about what I was asking for. And if it's our wedding with Christ, then everything fits, you know. And since she got the dream and not I, so... You know, for me, it was even a better message for me because she didn't ask for the dream. She just got it. So God kind of answered me through her, you know. I was quite happy about it all day. So I guess I'm getting married the first weekend of May, and she's not going to go to New York, I guess.
Yay!
Everything goes according to those plans. So I was pretty happy about it.
That's awesome.
Rapture soon.
Yeah.
Well, through the mouth of children, eh?
Exactly.
Yeah, sometimes it's more reliable this way. So.
Yes.
Because we got a lot of expectations ourselves.
Believe it.
And, you know, we can maybe project that in our dreams and everything. But
I
was kind of happy about it, and gave me. And actually, I what I was praying for yesterday was praying to get something encouraging to call the show, you know, something valuable to say. So I was happy about that, too.
Didn't Christine's daughter...
Andre.
Yeah?
Can you tell us a little bit about you? Because, you know, I just want to get to know you. How long have you been waiting for the Lord? What's your testimony? You know, do you want to share with us about you?
I've been waiting for over 35 years now. It started when I was 17 years old. It was kind of crazy in my case. I was playing guitar in a rock band. I was a lead guitar in a rock band, and I wanted to make it as a rock star, you know. But at that time, what happened to us is me and my friends, we were we were playing games during the night in a forest nearby. There's an island. I'm living actually on the south shore of the island of Montreal. And between the south shore and Montreal itself, there's a small island, and there's a forest. And we used to go there at night. And once we got there, we stumbled on some, there was a black mass, a human sacrifice, a satanic ritual. And so we kind of watched it for like about 15 minutes. There were about, I don't know, between 20 and 30 people all dressed in black cloaks and in circle. And all we could hear was the girl was screaming from the middle of it. That night, we just left thinking it was some, you know, mafia stuff. We didn't think about anything spiritual. And since we went there to play quite often, we returned a couple of months after, and it happened again. But this time, we lost one of our friends in the midst of our game, and we had to stay there until we find him. And we stayed there around for about maybe 45 minutes or something. And we decided to go to the police because we couldn't find him, and we were afraid he would get caught by these people and maybe get slain or something. Because now at that point we realized what was happening. because one of our friends there, we were about a group of seven this night, and one of our friends was studying Satanism and stuff like that. So we decided to go to the police, but right when we got in our car to leave the place, our friend came out of the wood and stood just in front of the car. So we just grabbed him and left. And so from that point, it was pretty eerie for us. And since I wanted to make it into music, I was also studying the lyrics and everything. I was most into lyrics because I wanted to find the secret behind the music. And so I got across a lot of lyrics talking about, you know, selling your soul to the devil and everything. And during that time, me and my friend, which he was the drummer in the band, we were kind of, you know, the only band member left. So we wanted to find some new members. And we moved away in the country with some friends. And one day while practicing in during the afternoon, there's, I believe, some kind of angel that paid us a visit. We were playing in the barn, and this light being came across the steel wall, and he kind of jugged in front of us, like maybe 2-3 feet in front of us, and he crossed the barn and he jumped right across the steel wall and disappeared. And while he was passing by, he waved at us and smiled at us. But still, it was quite a vision for us. So I dropped my guitar on the floor, and we just got out of the barn as fast as possible. And we waited for our friends to come back before we came back in. And from then, stuff was kind of happening, dogs howling at night and doors sliding by themselves and stuff like that. So we got, at that point, we got really scared. And we decided finally to sort of join. You know, we had in mind, like, if you can't beat them, join them. And I was only 17, my friend also, so we couldn't figure out how we could go against the devil, you know. And since we were both trying to make it into music, and I was seeing that in the lyrics and everything, so we thought it was kind of somebody was coming to get us, and so we decided to join. So we sold our soul to the devil, and from then on, it went a notch up. We started to get some powers, like on controlling people and stuff like that, and they arranged for us to meet the other musicians. It was quite sort of miraculous. It was during a Pink Floyd concert in Montreal at the Olympic Stadium, and that day there was about, I believe, like 60,000 people. And from that crowd, they had us pinpoint the exact guys that were supposed to be part of the band. And it was really strange. We just... my friend and I, what we did, because we were always testing what was happening, because we can, you know, we can grasp our mind around what was happening. And what I told him is, we knew the guys were there, we just didn't know who they were. So I asked him to look around and see if anything was strange, and I would do the same. And we looked around those thousands of people, and we stopped on the same guys, me and him. And there were two guys at that point. I asked him to describe one guy. I described the other one. We realized these were the same guys we spotted. And we just went beside them, and they started talking to us. That was really strange. There was a singer, a bass player, and another guitar player that joined us later. So, and we realized from that point that somebody was communicating with us. We were receiving messages, what to do and stuff like that. And at one point, we went to play in a club, also, and we realized that when we were playing, somebody else inside was playing for us, and it was quite quite good, I might add. So from then, I prayed because I was not comfortable with this kind of deal, because it was not in, I was more of a God person, even though at that point I wasn't sure if God existed at all. But since everything was happening like this to us, I had to realize that, well, since the devil exists, then God must exist also. So I prayed, and just a couple of days later, we met someone who had studied the Bible. And actually, we had to be pretty persistent for him to talk. But finally, he told us about the Bible. So right then, we decided just to give the finger to Satan and and change a team. So, and we had a crazy idea at that point. We said, well, if we can make music for Satan, why can't we make music for God? So we decided to pick up our stuff, my guitar. I had a little battery amplifier, and we decided to go to San Francisco, hitchhike into San Francisco, because we believed that was the sort of the devil's den of the North American music scene. So I sold one of my prized guitar at that point. I had a double neck Gibson, like the one that Jimmy Page had. And I kept Les Paul with me, and we went to track into San Francisco. But once we got to Calgary, which was already pretty a pretty good part of the way, we decided to go and check with the minister if our plan was any good, you know. So we talked with someone about this. And he told us that maybe it was not the best thing for us, that we might it would might be better for us to learn about the word first and stuff like that. So we prayed that night, and we decided, okay, we're going to go back to Montreal. And so we came back to Montreal, and from there I joined a Christian group and studied the Bible for the next like 20 years or something.
Wow.
I abandoned playing music at that time, because I was kind of, you know, it was like a choice for me, like it's either music or the Bible. So,
wow.
And from then I studied about until 1998. And from there, God told me to abandon that group and widen my studies, subject about, you know, mind programming and stuff like that, and New Age philosophy and how the brain works. And I'm a very curious person, so I studied about anything I could get my hands on. That was the beginning of the internet for me, about around that time, 1998. And when September 11th happened in 2001, I was pretty convinced that this had something to do with the divine plan. So from then on, I studied about every conspiracy theories I can get my hands on and stuff like that. So, and well, a couple of years later, my daughter was born. And my wife kicked me out because she asked me to choose between God and them. So I had little choice. I had to leave. My daughter was not even 1 year old at the time. And, well, since then, I've been mostly studying about anything I can and following. So I've been waiting for the rapture since, you know, 1978.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. So I'm looking forward to the end of April. Finally.
Yeah.
Finally. So I hope this is it now.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
Thank you. Very interesting.
Andre, where do you live?
Just near Montreal. I'm a couple of miles away from Montreal.
Oh,
in Quebec, Canada.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm a French-speaking person.
Mhm. Yeah. Wow. Well, people in the chat room are saying your testimony is powerful and they're enjoying it.
Oh well, so I'm glad.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Yeah, finally I ended up with some, pretty maybe unique vision of things. I think I'll wait in heaven to share this.
Oh.
Your testimony is so wonderful. I love supernatural stories, so that was like a treat. Thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, welcome to the Archie's Church family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, there are all kinds. Eh? I was listening to Rhodey's story. It's pretty interesting also. Yeah.
I dwelled
into just about any drugs and imaginal also, you know, rock music, everything. So. Well, that was part of my curiosity also. I didn't go too deep in any of them, but I just wanted to try most of them.
Wow.
And you've been, you have this great curiosity about you, like you said. So you delved deep into New Age and all that other stuff. So have you delved really deep into the Bible? Has God revealed a lot of interesting things to you then?
Yeah. Well, I like to study everything, but I'm trying to not get too deep in anything, you know.
Okay.
I
was going to say, you know, I didn't finish your thought. I was going to ask you something later.
I'm sorry I didn't get that.
Oh, yeah, I was saying you can go and finish what you're saying, and then I'll ask you when you're finished.
So, I mean, how come you're not getting really deep into the Bible? Why is God not revealing really deep things to you about the Bible since you were getting all these other things about other stuff? Or is he?
I'm sorry, my line might be that good, but I didn't get what you said.
I mean, are you getting really, because you really have a mind for, like, to delve deep into things, so how come you're not delving deep into the Bible and getting really interesting things, and, or are you?
Well, I got pretty deep in the Bible when I did like my 20 years of studying.
Okay.
It was about, like, you know, like, we had, like, 5 hours of course every week plus the studies, so.
Yeah.
Wow.
I got in the Bible pretty deep, but I kind of developed a different understanding about some stuff. I believe the Bible is mostly true, but my belief is that we are in some kind of divine school, and the Bible is like the main scenario of what is happening on Earth, but I believe that it's more of a scenario than it is a reality. You know, like God is constructing some kind of how can I say that? For me, for example, I don't believe that. The devil or demons actually exist as we believe they are. I believe they are angels playing roles in the cosmic drama, you know. So I look at it from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And my perception is that the world is mainly controlled by a council of angels who are playing major roles in the affairs of the divine plan, in politics and economy, in music and sports, and because I continued studying the lyrics in many type of music, and once even in movies. I believe that mostly this comes from angels. You know, for me, the Illuminati is a council of angels. The dark side we know from the Illuminati from the internet, I believe, is just a cover story. You know, they couldn't go and say, "Well, we are angels, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They would get harassed and they couldn't do their jobs. But if you look at the techniques they use in mind programming, and
right.
It's basically the same as the Bible. Like the if we talk about the foreshadowing techniques
mm-hmm.
used in cinema, actually the prophecies in the Bible are some kind of foreshadowing, you know.
Yeah.
And
they
kind of control, you know, it's like we hear often about controlled opposition. Okay, in the Matrix, we believe the Illuminati is controlling the opposition.
Right.
But from the point of view of God, controlling his opposition is controlling the Illuminati or the devil, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, if you read the Bible, you see the devil is just doing his job, sort of, because he's following the plot. If I would have been the devil, I would have been bright. I wouldn't have done anything to Jesus. I would have pampered him and make sure he doesn't get hurt or killed or anything. It would have thrown off the whole thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible would have become irrelevant. But
right.
That's not what he did. You know, he did exactly what he had to do. So, and I would find hard to believe that some angels living with God would become psychopath and they would never change, you know. It's not logic for me. So, and from the lyrics of music and movies and cinemas and mind programming and stuff, what I see is a very organized plot and a very organized story. It's a sort of theme park, you know. It's good against evil. And
right.
To create this, well, God had to create evil as much as good to create
sure.
the context in which we live this story, you know. So the Bible for me it's part of a plan. It's something he wrote. It's something he had written. It's very controlled, but it's part of the plan. I don't believe that everything in the Bible was made to be true. You know, I'm not sure if everything we know from Revelation will happen. You know, for me, the sign of Jonas may be that God will forgive everyone, and he won't go with anything. You know, it will just our reality will simply vanish into oblivion, and we'll just be transferred in. You know, some of us in heaven, and all the other ones that won't make it. It's like, for me, it's a school. You know, it's if you don't make your grade, well, you start over.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe some of us will have our good grades and move into heaven, and all the other people will simply move back in time and start again here on Earth, or maybe somewhere else. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, someone wanted to know if you ever had any visions of heaven or Jesus, or if Jesus ever took you to heaven.
No, I didn't get any of that. Actually, the 3 seconds, 3 seconds of angel I had was enough for me to change my whole life.
Yeah,
and I believe
sure.
that for most people, we get from God what we need. You know, and visions and dreams are not for everybody. Actually,
yeah.
they're a pretty good gift because they change people, you know.
Yes, they do change people.
So, and it's
oh, yeah.
a kind of easy way after that because you don't need so much faith and you don't
yep.
need so much
yep.
of that
exactly.
because you've seen
yep.
and, you know.
Yep.
So, and doubt is pretty, it's a rough thing, but it's a necessary thing, I believe, in most cases.
You have, like, very interesting, you know, theories and stuff. I personally, I don't, you know, agree with them, but the nice thing about RCC is that we've got people from all different walks and all different...
Yeah,
We definitely welcome you here. We welcome you here.
Yeah, that's what I like about it.
We encourage you to talk, and, you know, and everyone here is welcome to, you know, tell us about what they feel and think. And, you know, it's all about our individual walk with Christ. And then on top of that, we encourage each other. So
yeah,
I appreciate you sharing.
Bottom line, we all love Jesus, and we all know he's going to take us home. He's going to wrap
yep.
us home. Bottom line.
Yep.
And
we'll all
stuff. And you know what?
When we get home.
And Andre loves his appearing. Right, Andre?
Yeah.
We all love his appearing. That's why we've come together under one roof, and we're
yeah,
excited about his coming. And I want to thank you for sharing your opinions. And even if others
yeah.
don't agree, that's fine, you guys. He's free to share. And
Absolutely. You
know what? We could all find out that someone we thought, you know, someone you thought was wrong was right. You know what God told me? He said, don't be so quick to disagree with what people say, because, you know, pray about it. And maybe I've given revelations to people, you know, that I haven't given to you yet. This is the end of time, you guys. We really
yeah.
are at the end of age of grace. And God is revealing a lot of crazy things. I'm telling you right now, I haven't even told you a lot of the things that he has told me and my son, because I don't even comprehend it. You know what I told God when he told me some of this stuff? I said, I don't believe it, Lord. Like, I know you're not lying, but I find that really hard to believe, you know? And he's like,
okay, grasp
so,
it,
but the
yeah.
thing is I do believe it, but I don't publicly say everything because it's not always the time, you know? But I'm glad
yeah.
right.
Andre, that you're sharing, and I'm glad that people feel safe and free to share and not in that. You know, when we used to be in the four walls church, you couldn't even say anything if you didn't agree
oh, yeah.
with the pastor.
Exactly.
And I hate
exactly.
that. I never want to be around that again. I never want closed-mindedness. It makes me sick. And, you know, here we are. Jesus Christ is the pastor, and we can love each other, and we can build each other up. And I just love it. I love it. And you know what? I will share some of the things Roman is asking me to share that I really haven't wanted to share. I actually will
sure.
do that. Maybe I will share one nugget in the show that God has told us to our family that I just, you know, I'm not always allowed to say everything. I have said a lot of stuff, but, like, you know, there's some things that he said that just blow my mind. But I know, you know, he's revealing things at the end here. And so I really thank you, Andre, for sharing, because I can see that because of some of the ways that you think, that you probably get ostracized in some places. Am I correct?
Very much. Actually, that's
yeah.
why I tend to keep it to myself, because I've tried this idea over the internet over the years, because it's not new for me. I've been thinking like this since 2005, maybe. I've decided to write books about this. I wrote two books, but the angels made me understand that I was not to pursue those projects, because it was not the time for it. And it was pretty funny, actually, because it was really, really strange. They got me. It was during the winter time. There was a nice storm. They wanted me to go get a book at the library, and it was a fiction book. I don't read fiction. And so I had to scrape off the ice of my car, get to the library to get that book. I didn't know why at the time. And I, just reading the first chapter, I started laughing. It was so funny, because the guy in the book had the same idea that I had, the same context. And in the book, in the book, it was the guy had a near-death experience. And so he went to heaven, and when he came back to earth, he decided to tell everybody that the angels were in charge, in control of everything. They were running everything all around, stuff like that. And he wrote a book about it. And in the story, the angels in heaven decided to crash an airplane on his building to kill everybody, because they had to keep this secret, you know, from everybody. And the same week, they had me watch a movie, which is called The 13th Floor, which is basically the same idea. It's some two scientists who build up a matrix, and they finally realize that they themselves are in a matrix controlled by higher beings. And these higher beings come down in their matrix to kill them, because they want to keep secrets. So... that's how they made me understand that I couldn't go on with this project. And every time I tried to, you know, share my ideas on the internet or anywhere else, I always got shut up right away, and that was absolute silence from then on, and nobody would comment on this idea, so I just abandoned it. So that's why I was kind of reticent to call in. But since you're pretty open-minded.
Oh, yeah. We
you're
are.
Much more open-minded than anyone I've met so far. So, but actually, yeah, I'm by myself, and I have no friends, no family, no stuff. They might
have us.
And tried to get me committed because they thought I was crazy.
You know, Andre, I hope you feel at home here, and I hope you feel like you don't have to isolate yourself. And
yeah.
I'm really glad you called. Yeah, my son said, "Oh, a new person called." So. My son said Andre the Giant is a superstar. He's a wrestler at WWE.
Not as big as him from the outside, though.
But yeah, so I just want to welcome you to the family, and I really hope that you keep calling and join us in the chat room and just be a part of this place because we love you.
Until the 28th, I know.
Well, yeah, and we're,
hey, Andre,
I talked to Dustin.
Thank you so much for calling and sharing tonight. Like, loving it. Love you, brother. Welcome to RCC. No one judges here. Don't say everything that you want to say. You know?
Well, next step,
sure.
I might share some music.
What's that, brother?
Maybe the next step would be I would share some music.
Oh, that would be
sure.
Great.
Yeah, there's a couple of recordings I did recently.
Great. Sure.
So we need some new songs for our show, so that would be perfect.
Yeah, well, I had some crazy songs.
We have members, Bill and Luco, they contribute music, and it's really awesome. A lot of musicians in the family.
Sure.
Yeah. Great.
Love Pat's voice.
thank you.
Hey, Roman in the chat room, you have to email me first, okay? I can't, like, write down your email right now during the show. So, Roman in the chat room, you need to email me, and then I will email you back. I'm just sorry, guys. Side note. So, anyway, let's do some communion. Thanks, Roman. Okay. Roman wants me to, whatever. All right. Getting all these. Okay, so Andre, will you sing us a song live right now? Will you sing us like an a cappella song, just something simple?
Come on, if I can do it, you can do
come
it.
Come on, do it. Come on.
No, but what I'll do is I today I was kind of remixing one of my songs, and you know what I'll do is once it's ready, I'll send it to you. You know, maybe tomorrow.
Great.
Okay,
sure.
Cool.
Okay.
You can share it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful if we're here tomorrow. I talked to Dustin today, and Dustin's absolutely sure we are not going to be here.
Good.
I love Dustin. You know, hey, Andre, you're right at home. I mean, you know, Dustin's our in-house false prophet. We love that guy. Okay. So who wants to do communion? And don't go off the phone, Andre, okay? We're going to worship here. Nobody go to the bathroom. Just kidding, you guys. But everyone, you should go to the bathroom now. If you have to take a break, do it now, because when we worship, it's like for real. It's not – just pretend like you're in church and you just can't get up and walk out, because there's a powerful presence when RCC – exactly. Yeah. When RCC comes together and sings together and worships in one heart and mind – I kind of think when we're worshiping, we might get taken. That's just my sense. Like, we could poof during a show while we're worshiping.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like,
and
I know it's tempting.
If you didn't worship,
like,
then the Lord would leave you here. You don't get raptured if you don't worship.
So, communion, any takers on the phone? Let's see who we have on the line. Leah, Pat, Keith, and Joe, and Tana, and Andre, who wants to lead communion?
Oh, either Tana or Joe. Joe or Tana, you're anointed for it.
I'm driving to work, so Joe, you.
Joe, you.
I'll do it so Tana doesn't crash your car.
Thanks, because I have enough issues. I had enough issues with my car. My car is
right.
Doing his name.
I'm just
now,
thinking.
So.
You
don't need your
reason. So let's do air communion tonight, because Tanya doesn't have to find her element
okay.
While she's driving. Okay. At the Last Supper, the Lord told us to do something. He told us to do this in remembrance of him. He first prayed over the bread, and he broke it. He said, take of this. Eat, this means my body that I've given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together. Later, our Lord did the same with the cup, praying over it and saying, this means my blood by virtue of the new kingdom. Drink and do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink together. Every time we eat and drink and do this communion, we proclaim the coming of our Lord.
Let's rejoice because he's coming.
Amen.
Let's rejoice in the song. We might get a special, very special visit from our Sherry baby calling in. Oh, yay, Sherry's going to call in. Okay,
good.
So, Pat, I bet you have something to share from he and I, huh?
Oh,
something.
Sure.
I hear faith turning, and then I'll play another worship song. And does anyone on the line have anything pressing on their heart? I'm so glad everybody calls. So awesome. Okay, go ahead. that, and then maybe we'll do some more singing. That was Easter.
Let's see. She said, coming back from a magnificent autumn walk. Oh, there you go, Judy. I was admiring the clouds in the forms of gigantic animal heads. Lord, she said, they are as beautiful as if they were your first creation. And our Lord says, but each day is the first creation. Not one is like another. I never stop creating, and it is all for all of you. If I didn't hold you up, you would cease to exist. Will you love me enough to thank me for it? This continuous creation of your body and your power of thinking comes from my everlasting love. So sing praises to me. Sing with your body and your mind as though you had begun this song at your birth and meant to continue it right to the moment of your death, only to take it up again for all eternity. You saw the expression of that father's face as he listened to the song composed for him by his child. He was smiling at the little one, longing to put his arms around her. That was only a human father. He hadn't given his child her soul. Your father in heaven is the life of your soul. He is your soul. You are my breath. I give it to you with every second that passes. And my breath is my love. Breathe me with great eagerness to this one end, that you may live only to love me.
Oh, beautiful.
Pat, I love it when you cry.
I can't help it.
It's so anointed. It just, because I know it's so beautiful. I know you're not crying sorrow. You're crying because of his love.
Oh, no, before I read, I always ask him to give me what he's feeling. So sometimes he cries. You know that. We all know that. He cries. Because he's sorrowful that, you know, so many don't love him. And we make up for that. We try to. You know.
Yeah.
We try to make up for that. That's why I say to him, come into my arms. Let me hold you. Let your tears fall in my heart. You know, it's my turn to hold you. You held me on the cross with your arms spread out wide. That's the embrace you gave the universe. So now it's my turn to say, we're human together, so you can come in my arms and feel my embrace like I feel yours. And I'm not going to let go of you. I'm going to make sure you're okay because I know you're hurting. We know Jesus is hurting. We're hurting
too.
Yeah.
He's hurting. And yet he's still faithful to us, and we're faithful to him. And I want to dedicate this song to Jesus, and mm-hmm. I want to dedicate this next song to Andre, because Andre requested this song in an email, and I'm so glad you called. And we're going to worship. Yeah, we're going to worship to Journey.
Yay.
He wants to worship to Faithfully, which is so awesome that he had that request, because Luco had already posted that. And Jesus is faithful to us, and we're faithful to him, and even when we're not, he's still faithful. He's so sweet.
Amen.
Amen.
Highway runs into the midnight sun. Wheels go round and round. My mind, restless heart, sleep alone tonight, spending all my love along the wire. They say that the road ain't no place for start a family. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love and the music, man, ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, you stay by me. I'm forever yours. Faithfully. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness to us. That's so fun to worship to that. Hey, Andre, we're going to play telephone with you, okay? So basically what telephone is you don't say anything, and you just receive. We're going to ask the Lord what he's thinking about you, and then we're going to give you words from the Lord, okay? It's
sure,
a fun game.
So,
cool. So, Lord, we thank you so much for being our pastor and being with us here today and having your church services, your rapture-centric church services, till you come to get us, Lord. And this could be our last service. So it's so exciting to think that, Lord, that this could be the last one. And we just were so grateful that you brought us to here, first to be with you and then to be with one another. And our love is being made complete as you let us fellowship with one another. And, Lord, we thank you for Andre. We thank you that he never has to be isolated and alone, that he's found a family. And he's found a family that loves him and is waiting for the Lord with him. And, you know, some of us love his ideas, too. And, so, Lord, I just thank you that you brought him here. And I want to ask you, Father, to give words now to our brother in Jesus' name. We'll be waiting. So in the chat room, we have Stacy who's hearing God say, Andre, I have seen your heart, your passion. I see how you search for me. I love that. Andre, trust me. Rest in me. Let me carry you the rest of the way. I will teach you while you lie on your bed. Let my spirit minister to you. I have so much more to share with you. I love you, Andre. You are chosen. I will bring you into a deeper place of me.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I have one. Andre.
Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Judy.
Yeah, look to me, my son, for all answers. Honor me with your talents. And to bring me praise and glory, I am always with you, your father, your savior, your friend, your brother, your everything love.
Beautiful. And I just heard the Lord say, I'm coming to get you. I'm very simple. I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you, Andre. I'm coming to get you.
Am I unmuted now?
Yeah, you're unmuted, Carol.
Oh, good. Okay. Because the Lord just gave me a word for Andre. And
okay.
That word is, Andre, stay close to me, and I will shower you with my love, and I will teach you the very deep things of God that you so long to know.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. I'm kind of working on my yard, so I'm going to go back on mute, okay?
Okay, sweetheart. We'll
talk to you later.
All right, wait, Carol, you want me to mute you, or are you going to mute yourself? Carol? She hung up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, never mind. Hey, I want to welcome area code 323. Welcome. Who are you? I want to welcome area code. Who's this?
Is it me, Sherry?
Oh, hi, Sherry.
Oh, Sherry. Yes, Sherry. I thought, then someone's calling on Skype. Who's calling on Skype?
I'm on Skype.
Oh, and who's area code 323 then?
It might be Sandy, a friend of mine that I was helping today. I told her to call in.
I just unmuted. My name is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Oh, Sandy, I'm so glad you called in. I have you guys on the line, and I want you guys to share. Just give me one more second because we might have some more words for Andre. I have a couple more, and then I want everyone to talk. Okay, so Roman says, Andre, more great things await you. I love you. I need you. Without you, I cannot be. So much is in store for you and awaits you. And then Alana in the chat room, God says, Andre, seek, seek, you will find. And Stacy says, Andre, as the deep calls into the deep, so I call unto you.
Wonderful. I have a message, too.
Okay.
Says, God was sharing with me, Andre, he's showing me you, and what I see is that you have such a passion inside of you. He shows me that, and you have, like, such a thirst for deep things and mysteries. When you were talking, he kept saying mysteries and mysteries. And I feel like when I look at you, you're just scratching the surface of your mind is so unique that you can really go into those mysteries that other people just aren't, you know, it's unique about you to go into those places. But I feel like you're just scratching the surface from what I see. Like you're not even going near where God wants to take you. So I feel like Lord is telling me to seek him, for you to ask him for the mysteries, and he will take you so much deeper. And he also shares with me that there's going to be a lot of supernatural things, way more supernatural. I just feel that energy around you, and I just feel like it's there, but it's untapped. So he's going to take you into you're going to be experiencing some major supernatural things. So just keep seeking him, ask him to show you his mysteries and some supernatural stuff, and then it's going to be like, it'll be like a ride in the sky, like he's telling me, is going to be really, really profound, unique, and supernatural things going on. So that's all I got to say. Sounds good.
Cool. Thanks.
I have a feeling that Leah is writing something, but no pressure, Leah. Leah's awesome. Okay. So I'm so glad. Sherry, tell us about, you know, the horse stuff we love to hear about.
Oh, we're done shoveling horse shit for now. I just planted 100 pounds of potatoes. That was fun.
Jeepers.
you know what you get to do? You stick you a 50-gallon drum on each corner of your garden for water, for rainwater. And you go across the field, you pick up all the dry cow shit, we call them cow patties, and
yep.
You stick them in your water, and that's what you water your garden with. So, been doing that. I asked the Lord for a word for the church, and he gave me a vision. He gave me the vision of the Island of Misfit Toys again.
He's so oh, wow.
Funny. And that abominable snowman dude he's like in the middle of the big ring of toys. And we're these toys. And he's got his hands in the air and he's showing these big gold teeth. And we're all clapping and crap. I don't know what it means. It's hilarious.
That's weird.
It's
wow.
So funny. I'm just like, yeah, we're a bunch of misfits on an island. Okay.
Well, we are misfits.
I'm sorry I didn't get a word for Andre. I got the vision of the Island of Misfit Toys, so, you know.
Well, Andre's a misfit. Andre's a misfit,
yeah.
You know, so that's cool.
Pretty much, yeah.
Maybe he's the
Andre.
Abominable snowman standing there clapping.
Oh, my goodness. I love it. Okay. Sherry, say it the way you say it. I love it the way you say it. Shoveling horse.
Shoveling horse.
Say it with your...
Shoveling horse shit.
Real country. Real country.
I don't mean to be rude when I say that,
hello.
But I mean, we say shit here in Kentucky, okay? That's what it is. I mean, it's just shit, so I don't know. I don't mean to be offensive, but...
I lived in Texas. I hear you, honey.
Half the people that come in where I work are either black from coal dust or they smell like shit. Because they look on car.
Oh, my God. I love you.
I'm telling you, my best smell is the smell of my chicken in the deli, so, you know.
Oh, Lord.
Sherry, baby. Sherry, It's been too long since I've heard your voice. Like, how's your Nubbies doing, your Nubbies cat?
Oh, Nubs is awesome. It's springtime. He's out roaming the woods, killing birds, bringing me half a bunny. He brought me some furs. He left it in the bed last night. I don't know what the hell he killed. All it is just chunks of meat and fur. And I just was like, yeah, okay, good guy. Because I leave my bedroom window open so he can come in and out.
Gosh.
You know, he's 25 pounds. I don't, he pretty much runs the roost here where I live. He's full.
Oh, my God.
But I had a vision at work day before yesterday. I'm sitting there. Kind of freaked me out. I looked up in the sky. All I seen were huge alien heads. So, you know, take it before the Lord, pray on it, whatever. I'm half retarded, so, you know, I don't. It's hard to say what's in my head here that we shovel, you know?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Sherry, you made everyone's day in the chat room with this whole horse shovel and half the people smell like it, and oh, my goodness. You made Bill day.
Oh, my gosh.
I really
with the
that
alien, yeah. I think with the alien
yeah,
thing,
like,
the head.
The whole sky was covered with alien heads.
You know why? Because
you know,
when we're raptured, that's what they're going to tell people. The government's going to say that the aliens took us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy because they started in the east. I always look east at work. I always am looking east because I'm looking for Jesus. And
yeah,
they started in the east. I could see them at a distance. They were small, but the closer they got, the bigger the heads got. And they're just all freaking looking down at me. I'm sitting at work on break going, Lord, what is this? You know?
Yeah.
Freaking alien abduction or what? I don't know.
Hey!
I'm just like, okay. And
oh, wow.
Alana
yeah
said she used to live in the farm country. She's a, so she totally gets it. That's so cute.
Yeah.
Sherry, whatever
yes
happened with your calendar? Remember your calendar? You couldn't make your calendar?
I haven't
whatever
marked
happened
my calendar since, what was the last time I marked it? I don't even know what day it is, Judy. Okay?
I know.
The 19th, honey.
I can't even, oh, I think April 1st was the last day I marked my calendar.
Oh, my gosh.
And I keep asking the Lord, please let me ask the people for a color. And he won't let me. I don't know. Please,
poor
shout out a caller. For the love of God, give me a caller.
You guys, Sherry was like one of the first people to call in the show. Do you remember the very first show we had, Sherry?
Yeah.
You were like you and Carol. I'm going to call
yeah
you shoveling horse shit Sherry.
Yeah.
But, like, Sherry, like, I think you and Carol were the first ones to call in, like, way back, you know? It's been, like, 3 months
well,
now. I
you
never.
Know,
yeah.
If
yeah
you guys can't tell, I'm kind of out there to begin with, so I've shoveled shit so long that I don't care.
Oh,
saying,
we love you, honey.
You know,
we love you so much.
You're to a certain age where you just don't care if people believe you or not. You're like, look, this is what it is. You don't want to believe it, fine. I have a lot of conversations with God while shoveling, chopping wood, doing all my chores and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. My best times with God are when I'm doing the chores, vacuuming and doing the dishes. That's when he's given me the most revelations in the last 150 days. So,
well, I'll tell you
amen
what, anybody that needs to get close to God, you wait about 30 days, you come to Oil Springs, Kentucky, I'll give you my address. You help me shovel horse shit out of six stalls, and I promise you, you will become close to the Lord.
Well, who needs to call Luco Evans to hear God when you can go shovel horse shit with Sherry? I think that's
right.
More exciting. I'm sorry.
You know what? I should start some kind of retreat. Yeah, get close to the Lord. Shovel shit for the Lord. Right here in Kentucky.
You know, why don't we just do our RCC retreat in Kentucky instead of Vermont? Why don't we just go to Kentucky and everyone bring a tent, and that's what we do.
Oh, yeah, I got 100 acres. You walk
oh, my goodness,
my
Sherry.
Property about 6 miles, and you'll hit the lake, so.
Oh, no,
yeah,
see, that's
bring
a perfect place for. That's going to be
a
our
tent
compound,
and a shovel.
We won't be here. We won't be here. Yeah, Pat.
Yeah,
Pat,
we're out of here, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're out.
Just waiting for the fat lady to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Wait, that would be me. I should start singing.
Oh, my goodness,
yeah,
Sherry. You just made my
night.
Shovel and run away.
Yeah.
No, we're
yep.
out of
Thanks
here, Trudy.
For...
You know that. We're out. We're out.
Oh, I know we are.
I mean, we're out soon. Any,
I know.
Any
yeah,
moment.
I mean, come on. I mean, you heard Keith. I mean, come on. He gave you an earthquake update. I mean, all right, so you don't want to believe a 10-year-old or a jackass that we're leaving. Just believe the news. I mean, believe the
I
weather
know.
Reports. It's like, it's ridiculous. It's like, if you don't know
exactly.
that he's coming, you've got it on every side. You got personal
yeah.
revelation. You have Brody with his biblical revelation. I mean, this church here has it all. We've got the news. And, you know, we've got people with dreams and visions and so much personal revelation. I mean, you just can't just, you know,
yep.
go ahead if you don't want to believe it. I mean, be my guest. But, you know, it's going to happen. And if you have to go into a field and yell at God and tell him to give you one more sign, he will, because that's what he did to me yesterday. Because I know he's coming. But, you know, this waiting thing, some of us have given up. Have done drastic measures. We've taken drastic measures to wait on him, and so we
mm-hmm.
have things that we need him to tell us. You know, like I
yep.
said to the Lord quite a few times, I said, Lord, I will go back to work. I mean, you know that this can't continue for very long. I've given away almost everything. And he literally told me, he said, you can, but you don't have to. So look how sweet he is. He gave me the option, but if I don't have to, you know, I won't. But what he was basically telling me was you can work for me or you can go back to work. I'll give you the choice. And, of course, I'm going to take the highest calling. But it is a harder road. It is a harder road to take the road of faith. I'm not going to lie. It would have been more comfortable to be at my job. I was preaching at my job. Kids were getting saved at my lunch hour. And, you know, ever since 2012 when God told me he was coming back, I never took a lunch. My lunchroom was always open. And that's it. September of 2012, I was sharing, and kids were, we called it the Apocalypse Club, and we were just talking about the end of the world all the time. So I would have been much more comfortable because I would still have my income, but God didn't do it that way. He made me uncomfortable. So since he's made me uncomfortable waiting for him, I have to yell at him every now and then and tell him, okay, are you, you know, it's this month, right? You're not messing, right? You know what I mean?
Amen.
But anyway, I love it. Sherry, you're just too funny. Oh, my gosh.
Too much.
Keith,
too much.
Did she make your day, Keith, or what? I know you're laughing, Keith. You muted your phone, huh?
No, but put Sandy on.
Oh, yeah, Sandy, where you're here, honey. Sandy, speak up.
I'm just listening to the whole thing, and I just barely met Keith today. By phone, and right away I knew that he was of the Lord. And so as the day has gone on, I went to go check him out on Facebook because he had shared some things with me, and I was excited. And here in California, the kids are on spring break. So I've got my 15-year-old, and so I said, come to sit down with me on the bed. So he sat with me on the bed, and I go, come on, we're going to see what Keith, you know, and I explained to him who Keith was. And I go, we're going to go look at all the things that on Keith's page on Facebook. And so we were going through it, and I go, oh, let's check out this video of Keith. And this is what I was going to share with you, Keith, but I think it ties in on the conversation that you were just having. I said, okay, let's click it. So we clicked it, and we watched him, and you know, he was giving an update. And so at the end, Keith said, well, I want to stop right there for a second. It's probably been about a month. This is the second time. Actually, it's the third time that the Lord's told me to leave a job. And so this time I left. I got to work at 6, and by 8:30, I knew that I wasn't supposed to be there anymore, and I just said, okay, I'm leaving now. And they were shocked, and I said, I got to go. So I left, and so I have no fear that the Lord is my provider. I've seen him do it before, and so I have no fear. And my husband and my son, they watch me, because I guess if the wife is good, the mother of the house is good, they're somewhat affected by, like, wow, mom's good. And so there's a peace in my house about that. But going back to the Facebook page, when we clicked and listened to Keith, at the end of your what you spoke, you asked for money. And so I was listening to that, and instantly my mind, not Sandy or my spirit man, but my mind went into money. But I got rid of that because I knew it wasn't of God. And so when we're done listening, my son pushes it. He clicks the screen, and he says, Mom, right away, that bothered me. And I said, he goes, that bothers me. And then I said, okay, well, let me show you something else, because the Lord has told me, it's been about 9 months that the Lord told me not to go to church anymore, or not church, go to the church service. And so the Lord also told me to stop tithing. So I said, well, let's go to what someone posted about, you know, the service that they're having this Sunday. And I go, look at this picture. And I show them a picture. And it's a picture where they have the whole front end of the, was it the, I don't know what's called, the podium, or, you know, where people usually go up and pray. That whole thing is full of Easter baskets. I go, people gave. And now people went to a service and they gave money for whatever, you know, what they were motivated to give, because they were motivated because what they asked for them to do, whatever. But see where the money went? It went to an Easter basket. And I said, now look at Keith. What is he doing? Keith is warning us. Keith is showing us. He's giving us biblical events. Which one would you sow your money to? And he just looked at me and he said, Keith, are you sure? And he goes, yeah, because I know what you're trying. I got it now. I'd rather people know the end time than have an Easter basket. And so that's what I was going to share with Keith.
Oh. And yes, she said, I'm going to text you, Keith, something that she's been sharing on the radio just now. This is the first time I heard it. That's so sweet. Sandy called in today, and, well, she called to pray over me, and she's fasting for me, which is just so wonderful. And so we started talking, and then next thing you know, she has very, very gifted with discernment and some really powerful gifts, knowledge, and a bunch of things. So then we started talking, and then I started telling her things that the Lord was telling me about her and how her gifting and, you know, how to increase it and all this stuff. And we just hit it off, and then she's kind of was like saying, well, I kind of, you know, I'm feeling a little bit like alone. I kind of, when she got the phone, I knew the Lord was telling me she kind of needs like a rapture group, you know, mm-hmm. people in the bride, since we're all like kind of isolated. And then I have to laugh. My brother was like, well, Keith, tell her to go to RCC. I'm like, well, I don't know. There's a bunch of crazy people at RCC. I don't know if I should share with her. I go, I'll share it with her. And then so then I just forgot about it because we were on the road. And then just now she texted me and said, I need to share something with you. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, Lord, this is the perfect time. I said, I'm on the radio. She's like, well, what channel? I was like, oh, Lord, oh, my gosh, you're telling me to tell her to go to RCC. So I just told her the number. So this is like her new group now. Praise God.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
So thanks for letting me share.
Welcome. This is your family. We're so glad you're here.
Thank
sure.
you.
Welcome home.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Yes.
Call all the time. Share with us and just be here with us. We're all just hanging out together until the Lord gets here. And we know he's coming. And, you know, this church is probably closing down today due to the rapture.
Amen.
Which will be nice.
And, Sandy, didn't you get something about, real quick, Sandy, you got something about the tribulation baby, right, or something like that? Do you want to share
well,
that?
I just, after speaking with, I've been having that. I feel like an urgency, you know, just really urgent, and even a point where I get emotional, and I'm talking to my husband, and I'm showing him something what the Lord is telling me. You know, it's getting rid of man's traditional things that have been put into us and that we've accepted, and now hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying, and it's you know, he's listening to me, and I feel like an urgency, and to the point yesterday I started. He goes, "Why do you get so passionate for? Why do you get upset?" And I go, "It's because it's a matter of life and death." I go, "You need to know that it's a false I can't remember what I told him, something to the effect that it's a lie, which we've been told, myself included. That's a lie. And the lie was that, you know, that when we receive Christ as our Savior, you know, because I was 18, I'm 52 now, and he's the one that told me about the Lord. But I went to the church, I went to a church service, and I heard the gospel there. And I, you know, I repented, and my experience is that I repented, and I understood that I was a sinner, and that I needed to have the Lord in my life, and then I got filled with the Holy Spirit. But my husband had this thought, because he's had a life where he's perpetually sinned, and the deception is that he thinks that because he doesn't, you know, God is holy, and he says, "Be holy, for I am holy." And I said, when you repent, you repent from whatever you know that you were doing wrong. You don't do it anymore. You repent of that. And so I was telling him that, but because of this urgency, and I was telling Keith that I felt like a baby's about to be born, and I could see myself pacing, going back and forth, like, when is the hour coming? When is the hour coming? But you don't want to leave that person, because they could give birth at that time. So you can't go, you know, taking care of another chore over here is not as important as being there when the birth is going to be. You know, just being aware, being vigilant, being watchful. I hope that makes sense.
Oh, yes.
And, yeah, so that's what I shared with Keith earlier today, that I felt like, you know, a baby was going to be born, and you said the train was going to come, and I was like, oh, gosh. So I shared that with my family.
Can we play telephone with you, Sandy?
Oh, cool.
Sure.
Thank you, Judy.
I don't know what that is. But...
Well, what it is I mute you. You don't get to talk because we get to bless you. And so everybody... asks God for a word for you, and then the Lord gives us a word, and we just bless you with it. Can we do that? Because it's your first
Absolutely.
Time calling, and we like to bless everybody that way. Yeah?
Yeah,
okay,
sure.
Cool.
Sure.
I just want to welcome Luco. Luco, we love you. Luco made it. Hi, Luco.
Hi, Luco.
What's up, guys? I'm actually on lunch right now, so I'm just going to eat and listen.
Okay.
I had the opportunity
okay.
to call in, so I took it.
Oh.
Cool.
That's so cool. Yeah, I was thinking. I didn't think you'd be off work this soon. Okay, do you want me to mute
yeah.
you, Luco, or are you going to mute yourself?
I'm just going to mute myself, and if I have something to say, I'll just pop in.
Okay.
All right, thanks. We're glad you're here. It made my day seeing that number pop up, Luco head. Okay, we're going to play some Luco music, and then we're going to worship to some worship tunes from Luco Evans, and then we are going to play telephone on Sandy. So glad she's here. So don't put words in the chat for her yet, because we'll go up too quick. Let's just worship the Lord together, and we'll just praise him during this beautiful piece that Luco has so talented. So talented. Here we go. All right, here it goes. Luco's piano solo. Okay, so I love this church. Such a great place to be. All right, I got telephoned on yesterday by Leah, and she sent me this long text with the most beautiful word from God, and I just ate it up. It was awesome. Okay, so we're going to play on Sandy. So when you guys are on the phone and you have a word for her, if you could just say her name, Sandy, and because she might want to listen to it in the archives. And then also, if you are in the chat room, if you could just use her name, too, and I'll read it. Because, Sandy, are you able to see the chat room?
I'm on my cell phone, so.
Oh, okay. I'll read it to you in the chat room. There's 22 people in the chat, or 21 people in the chat room, so people will get words from the Lord. And, so praise the Lord. And then we're going to play telephone on another person that's here. She's a female, and her name is, I don't know how to pronounce that. Let's just call her Let's just call her Lala, okay? Let's just call her Lala. Let's just call you Lala, okay? Anyway, let's start with Sandy. So, Lord, we thank you so much for bringing Sandy here, and we just want to bless her. Holy Spirit of mighty Jehovah God and none other, speak to us about your beautiful daughter. and give us words that she would love to hear in Jesus' name, and that you would like her to hear straight from your heart to hers. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll start off. This is Keith. Sandy, so one thing I wanted to tell you real quick, too, is that when we play telephone at other people, you can use your gifting from God to share. So always remember that. It's for everyone that's on the line and anytime you want to share. Okay, so what God tells me about you, a little bit what I talked about earlier, is God just shows me that your passion is just, like, incredible, incredible. You have such a deep passion of emotion for the Lord, and you want to please him. He always shows me that it's very, very important that you please him, and, you know, everything you do is pleasing to him. He also tells me that he has many gifts for you. He wants you clearly to know that he is very pleased with you, and you need not to worry about that. He says you can rest your head in his arms, and he wants to just comfort you and a time of rest for you and rejuvenation, and it's like he's showing me this fountain of spring water renewal. It's like he says, dip your hand into the water and drink some of the water that I'm providing. It'll recharge you and rejuvenate you and refresh you, and it's the well of hope and resurrection and life, and he has all these things to offer you, and he's showing me right now how he's so thankful that you're part of his kingdom and his children, and I see you in like a white robe in the rapture with all the children, and he just wants you to know that he's just super proud of you, and you know, and that's what I get.
Hey, Keith. I was getting like a similar thing, but I wanted to see what other people would say first. But yeah, basically, don't worry, because like, kind of what he was saying, like you want to make sure you're doing the right thing, and you are, so don't worry about it.
Oh, that's so awesome.
This is Pat.
Mm-hmm. Sandy, come to me, trust me, let me minister to all your needs. I never leave you. I am always by your side. I love you. You're Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Can I share how that makes me feel?
Oh, sure.
Like I was telling Keith, you know that the body is out there. You know that the believers are out there and that the bride's out there. But it's nice to be connected with, that this day happened and that I'm connected with you guys. And I felt like it was so divine when I got that call from Keith. And I called to pray for him, and they ended up blessing me immensely, and it just turned my day around. And what I want to say too, I know that I just want to say that.
Hey, Sandy. Sandy, yes. Can I just interrupt you, because we're getting words for you in the chat room, and if I don't read them right away, I lose them because of the way the chat is best. Okay, and then share it when I'm done reading or something. Okay.
Sure.
So, Sandy, God is saying to Carol, Sandy, your heart is so tender, it melts my heart, my beloved daughter. And Stacy says, God says, Sandy, continue to let me lead you into green pasture. I have prepared a table before you in the presence of your enemies. I have anointed your head with oil, your cup runneth over. And Carol says, Sandy, I will grant you the desires of your heart because you delight and love me so much. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. That's beautiful.
Oh, it looks like some people dropped. Oh. Oops. Oh, my goodness. Luco, were you saying something?
What? No.
No, I called back in. It looks like you were muted. I don't know how you were muted, because I never, that's weird. Okay.
No, I hung up and called right back in. Don't worry about it.
Oh, okay.
Julia, I had muted. Right. I muted Luco, but we'll let him back on.
Yeah. Blame it on Keith.
Sandy dropped. Our friend Sandy dropped it. That's okay. She can listen to it in the archives. Sandy, I will grant you the desires of your heart because you love me and you delight and love me so much. Sandy, your love is mine and your love is mine and my love is yours. Hey, Luca, that's kind of cool that you're at work on your lunch break and you get to hear your own music.
Yeah, I don't like hearing a piano song.
We're going to do one more worship song, and then we're going to move on to our friend Lala in the chat room. She's new. So we're going to hear some an epic song. Sherry? 323, who's that?
That's Sandy.
Sandy, okay, good. Sandy, I don't know if you were able to hear all the words for you, but there's going to be another one right now from Leah, but if you missed some of the words when you got disconnected, you can listen to the show in the archive if you just go to the blog talk spot.
Okay.
The link to it is on all the videos on the Rapture Kitty channel. If you just go in the description box to any Rapture Kitty channel video, you'll see the blog talk link to the Rapture Centric 101. That's the evening show. And
she doesn't really know much. You're going to have to explain. Sandy, she's basically, Judy's on YouTube, and it's called the Rapture Kitty. If you type it into the search bar on YouTube, you'll pull up her videos. If you click on any of her videos, there'll be a link below that'll say the blog spot, evening show, or whatever. You can click on that. And then you'll be able to get in, too, okay?
And,
sure.
And if you have any trouble doing it, call Keith, because I think you're going to want to hear what you missed, because I read a few more words that you got. Leah, can you give your word to Sandy now?
Okay.
Thanks.
Sandy, you are so dear to me, for the love in my heart for you overflows. You are a joy to me, and you have wondered this for a while, off and on. I wonder why you can't see all that I see. A faithful and true servant, a strong woman who can overcome with the strength that comes from the Spirit within. You have much love for me, for you shine your light for my kingdom, for you exude my love. For you seek me out, and I am here to be found. For I will comfort you in times of need, for you have had the faith to believe in my promises for you. This is pleasing to my Father, for it is true faith that is always rewarded by him. Your heart is kind and giving, for you were made to serve others. Although it can drain you and bring you down, I will refill your cup to running over full of joy, for I am in love with you.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much, God, working through Leah. Thank you so much. Wow. Okay, so we only have a few minutes left, and we promised Lala in the chat room. She's a female. Her name is Lala. And she asked for to play telephone with her. So we're going to do that now. So, Lord, we thank you for bringing Lala here to us, and we just bless her in the name of Jesus and ask that you would speak to us and help and give us words of encouragement for her in Jesus' name. Amen. And since she's in the chat room, I don't have to read those in the chat room. So. Lala, I just hear God telling me to tell you, keep the faith. Keep the faith. Just keep believing. Just keep the faith. That was a word of encouragement.
Okay, Judy, I'm ready.
Okay. Thanks. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have, like, all these, like, stacks of stuff because we were doing other things, so. All right. Wow, such a beautiful daughter, for you are very special to my heart. You have such amazing beauty that the world cannot see, for I have kept you to myself. You have been chosen by me for this very special time. You were handpicked from the foundation of the world, for you do not know how special you are. You are strong and courageous. You have stepped out in faith to believe my words and follow after me. For your vision makes me proud, and your heart for others is a light that leads back to me. For you give out love freely, and that is all that I have asked. Your obedience to my will pleases me, for I know how you struggle with this, but take heart that you have won the battle. You are pleasing to me at all times, no matter what you do. For you are mine forever, and no one can take you from me. I have gone after you because my love for you is strong and unending. You are my beloved child, and I will never leave you, and I will always answer your call. Have faith and believe in me.
Thank you, Leah, and thank you, Jesus. Lala says thank you, so kind. Yeah, that's a good word. I always listen to the words in the archive. It's, you know, sometimes I listen to the words and I transcribe them and I inbox them to people because they're so powerful. But if you want to hear your word again, just go in the archives and listen to it. Beautiful.
Am I unmuted?
Yes, you are.
Oh, good. The Lord wanted me to tell Lala that she has a family here who loves her very, very much, and she can feel very safe
and very secure, you know, in this bunch, and for her not to be afraid, but to just receive all the love that she is being showered with in the RCC, because this love is from him.
Thank you, Carol, sweetie.
Praise be Jesus.
Yeah, I love you guys. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, Lala, beloved one, know I am always with you in your very heart center. You can always find me looking at you. How I want you to be with me forever. Feel my love now. Believe. Hold on, I'm going to turn this around. And come into my arms and let me love you. Your Jesus.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Lala, that was another word for you. Leah, can you read your word for Andre? What I'll do is Andre emailed me, and his call got dropped. He probably had to get going or something. It was just a few minutes ago it got dropped. So I will email him and tell him to listen to the show in the archive to hear his word. So if you could just use his name so he knows it's for him.
That's fine. Do you want me to email it to you?
Oh, yeah. Why don't you email it to me as well at the Samchi, S-A-M-C-H-E-E.
Yeah.
But can you go ahead and read it? Because I always like hearing the words.
Okay. Okay. Andre, you are my son, and you have made me proud that you have sought me for my love. Don't you know how much I love you? I created the heavens and earth just for you. For it is you who is the apple of my eye. You have walked with me for such a long while, but time is short, and it is time to draw closer to me. Seek, and you will find what you are looking for. Knock, and it will be open to you. Seek me with not your eyes, but your heart. Seek me with your spirit. For it is the Holy Spirit who will guide you in your quest for knowledge. There are many things I wish to show you. You have sought me out, and here I am to be found, not on the throne, but in you. For I will give you all you ask and more. Just trust in me and have faith that I will protect you and guide you. Do not worry about those you love, for I have them. I hear your prayers, and I assure you that they have been heard and answered by my Father in heaven. For your time draws near, and you will be great. Your time on earth comes to a close, for this race is almost finished. Do not wonder anymore. Spend time seeking me in my word, for you need to arm yourself, for there is darkness near. Trust in all you have, for it is enough, because you love me, and I have given you all that you need. You are my son, and I will never leave you. You are dear to me, for I love that you take the time to give your gifts back to me. The music you play for me makes me smile, for it is a blessing to all who hear. Keep spreading your gifts and know that they are not wasted on the masses. Your music ministers to the saints. Take comfort in all you do, for it will be rewarded. Know that I love you, and I look forward to seeing you.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Amen.
Andre, you know that word was for you, right? It looks like you got back on the line, eh?
Yeah, I just got back. You hear me?
Did you hear her word for you from the beginning?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, beautiful.
Was great.
Awesome.
Beautiful.
Yay,
who was that?
That worked out.
Was that Leah.
No, that
Leah?
Was Leah.
Good job, Leah. I love you.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and her
channel.
Thanks,
guys. Love you, too.
Yeah, and her channel is Shorty P98. She does the puppets. Leah's amazing. If you need to get a good laugh, you know, while we're waiting for the Lord, I really, laughter is a medicine. And if you need to go watch her puppet videos, they're hilarious, okay? She makes fun of everybody in the Rapture Centric Church. It's pretty funny. So Shorty P98, if you need a good laugh, she's awesome. Anyway, she's also a really good puppeteer, if you ask me. Well, church, we have 3 minutes left. I don't know. I think we should. Should we do a countdown or what? What, people? What should we do?
Well,
I have a request.
The final countdown.
Okay, if no one else says anything, final countdown it is. Anybody else?
I just wanted to say.
I think we should play the Party Train by the Gap Band.
Play which one?
I want the Party Train by the Gap Band.
Oh, but you didn't put it up yet. Dang it.
I sent it to you and Luco, and you got to get that one.
I know, but I was sending it,
and Christine's husband was dancing to it last night. That's a great song.
Luco has to put it up. I don't even know how to put the songs up, Keith. But I loved it that you gave it to me, but I don't know how to put it up. But Luco will. Andre, were you saying something?
Yes. Well, I wanted to thank everybody for welcoming me so warmly, and for every word you got for me. It was very touching. I'm glad that someone up there is paying attention to me. Thanks.
Yes, of course. No more doubt. Be confident, Andre. We love you.
Yeah, and Andre, call in. Be here with us until we leave, okay? We have 2 services a day, and we're family together. If you're not here, it's not as fun, really. We're just waiting together, and we're just sharing our... So we have 90 seconds left. Love you guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Love you guys.
Love you, Pat.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you, sweeties.
Andre,
love everybody. Love you all.
Love you, little John.
Love you guys.
Love everybody in the chat room. Love everybody.
Love you, Sherry. Love you, Sandy. Big group hug. Me too.
Big group hug.
Love you, Pat. Love you, Keith. Love you, Judy. Everybody in chat. Everybody online. Yes.
I'll see you all in chat later. She was a prince.